Welcome to Vinyl Heat Lab. In this lesson, we're going to build a swing-heavy jungle and old-school drum and bass groove in Ableton Live 12, and then bring it to life with automation. The goal is simple: make your beat feel dusty, human, and alive, like it came off a worn dubplate, even though we're building it cleanly inside the DAW. If you're new to this style, the big idea is that the groove is the identity of the track. In jungle and old-school DNB, the drums don't just support the music, they are the music. If the beat bounces, the bass line suddenly makes sense. If the groove is flat, everything feels weak. So today we're focusing on rhythm, swing, phrasing, and movement. First, open Ableton Live 12 and start a new set. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a classic speed for jungle and drum and bass. Fast enough to feel urgent, but still open enough for the breakbeat to breathe. Now create three tracks: one drum rack track, one bass track, and one FX track. On the drum rack, load a kick, a snare, a closed hat, an open hat, and a break sample. If you don't have a jungle break, don't stress about finding the perfect one. Use any Amen style, Think style, or old school break you've got, because the phrasing matters more than the exact sample. We're not trying to copy a record, we're trying to capture the energy. Let's start with the backbone. In a MIDI clip, place a kick on beat 1 and a snare on beat 2. For a more rolling feel, add another snare on beat 4. You can also try a kick near the end of the bar to pull the loop forward. Keep it simple at first. A beginner mistake is to overcomplicate the groove before the basic pulse is working. Now listen to the length of your sounds. A kick with a short tail usually works better here, because it leaves room for the break and the bass. For the snare, you want body and crack. If you need to, layer two snares, one for low mid weight, one for top end snap. And on the master, leave yourself some headroom. Don't slam the levels. Give the groove room to breathe. Next, make a small variation in the second bar. Add a ghost kick before the main kick. Add a quiet snare drag before beat 4. Nudge one closed hat slightly off the grid. This is where the track starts to sound like a drummer and not a loop machine. Small timing differences and velocity contrast go a long way. Now let's add swing properly using Ableton's Groove Pool. This is one of the best tools for this style, because it gives you controlled swing instead of random timing chaos. Drag in a groove preset and start with a subtle to moderate amount. A good zone is around 54 to 58% swing. You can also keep some timing and velocity variation, but don't go too far. We want the beat to lean, not wobble around drunk. Apply the groove and listen carefully. The hats should sit a little behind the grid. The ghost notes should feel natural. The snare should stay solid and confident. If the groove gets too loose, reduce the amount. Don't start editing every single note by hand unless you have to. Groove Pool keeps the workflow fast and reversible. Now we move to the break sample. Put it in simpler and switch to slice mode if you want to trigger individual hits. Think like a drummer here, not like someone just pasting in a loop. Keep the main snare hits clear. Use a few kick fragments between the backbeats. Add short hat pieces or ride fragments where you need movement. Don't chop everything at once. A good jungle edit often feels powerful because it leaves some things alone. For the first couple of bars, let the break play with only light edits. Then in the next couple of bars, add a ghost snare or a reversed hit. Later, remove a few slices so the groove breathes again. That push and pull is a huge part of old-school DNB. It's not just about density. It's about contrast. Now let's build the bass line. Use a stock synth-like operator, wave-eatable, or analog. Start with something simple. A saw or detuned patch, mostly mono, with some saturation for grit. Keep it low and focused. In jungle and DNB, the bass should answer the drums, not fight them. Write a short bass phrase using only a few notes. Seriously, less is more here. Let the bass hit after the snare or on the offbeats, and leave room for the break to speak. If the sound is too bright, close the filter down a bit. If it feels too clean, add a little saturator. And if you want the sub to stay solid, use utility to keep the width narrow or fully mono. A really useful mindset here is call and response. Let the drums say something, then let the bass answer. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are simple offbeat notes. Bars 3 and 4 add one longer note or a small low growl under the fill. Bars 5 and 6 change the rhythm a bit. Bars 7 and 8 leave a little gap before the loop repeats. That gap creates tension, and tension is what makes the return feel hard. Now for the fun part. Automation. Automation is what turns a loop into a tune. It's the movement that makes people feel the arrangement rather than just hearing repetition. Start with an auto filter on the bass. Open the cutoff slowly over 8 bars. That gives you a tension build without needing a giant riser. Then on the drum bus, automate a little extra saturator drive in the last bar before the drop. Just a tiny increase can make the whole loop feel like it's heating up. You can also automate a reverb send on the last snare of a phrase. Keep it tasteful. You don't want the whole drum pattern washed out. Just a quick burst of space right before the loop turns over. That little splash gives you that dusty, dubby, vinyl flavored feeling. Another useful move is a brief drop in bass volume right before the main section lands. Even half a bar of space can make the return feel huge. In this style, the absence of sound can hit harder than more sound. Now let's shape the drum bus. Group the drums and add a light chain, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and utility if needed. First, clean up any mud around the low mids if the loop sounds boxy. Then use the compressor gently, just to glue the hits together. Don't crush the life out of it. After that, add a touch of saturation for warmth and grit. The idea is to make it feel like a record, not like a polished pop loop. If the break feels too sharp, a little compression can smooth it out. If it feels too flat, a touch of saturation usually brings the energy back. And if you're low and starts getting blurry, stop and check the mono compatibility. The sub should stay centered and stable. At this point, turn the loop into a real section. Use arrangement view and sketch out around 8 to 16 bars. Start with a filtered intro, then open into the full groove. In the middle, add a switch up, maybe remove one kick, change the snare fill or add a small hat roll. Then bring in another variation later, so the loop evolves instead of repeating exactly the same way. A strong beginner structure could look like this. The first four bars are the intro groove, the next four bars open up the bass, the next four bars create a small variation, and the final bars add a fill or reset before the loop comes back around. Even one small change every four bars makes a huge difference. It keeps the ear engaged. Here's a coaching tip that helps a lot. Think in layers of motion. In jungle, the kick and snare might stay fairly stable while the hats, break slices, filter movement, and bass accents do the expressive work. So if your loop feels stiff, before moving notes around, try shortening note lengths. Shorter hats and shorter bass notes often create more bounce than random timing edits. Also, don't overdo the automation. Small changes placed at the right phrase points usually sound more professional than constant movement everywhere. One filter move, one send move, one gain move can be enough if they happen at the right moment. And if the groove feels too clean, resample a bar or two to audio, then key it up and rearrange a few tiny pieces. That little bit of chaos can make the beat feel much more authentic, especially for jungle-inspired edits. A few common mistakes to avoid: swinging everything too hard, making the bass line too busy, letting the sub clash with the kick, overprocessing the break, and automating too many things at once. If you ever get stuck, mute one element and ask yourself, does the track still move? If the answer is no, that element is probably carrying too much of the feel. For your mini practice, try making a four-bar loop with a drum break, a simple bass line, one swing setting, one filter automation, and one reverb send on the last snare. Then listen back in mono. If it still feels strong and the groove still works, you're on the right path. So that's the vinyl heat method. Start with a solid DNB drum backbone, add controlled swing, phrase your breaks with intention, keep the bass simple and responsive, and use automation to create movement and tension. If it swings, breathes, and answers itself, you're in the zone. That's how you get jungle energy inside Ableton Live 12. Clean workflow, dirty vibe. Let's keep cooking.